Fireball's Juan, plus 66232. You with me?
Go ahead.
180-239-001. Apogee is NA. Perigee is plus 00175. 66458737. 6619er. 24-2087-167. Foresight Star Shala. Left 008 down 27 minus 2605 minus 02500. 11229er 339993 0125535. Still there?
Keep going.
Okay, Deneb in Vega 067283337 knowledge. TLI plus 4 00630 6373 minus 1650 2221, and you're just a little bit fast on those reads, Charlie. I was barely able to keep with you.
Roger, Gene. Sorry about that. That was a good read back, and we got the TLI pad if you're ready to copy.
Stand by one. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Time base 6P is 2-2-4-2-5. 179er. 116. 3 balls. Burn time 5-4-3. 104376. 35603. 358. 151040. TLI plus 10 minute abort pitch angle is 267. Standing by for your readback.
Okay, TLI is 2-2-4-2-5, 179er, 116-000. Burn time is 543-1043-76, 35603. Roll is 358-151040, and our TLI plus 10-minute pitch is 267 degrees.
Right, the burn looks real not going to look real nominal. The step angles, everything's real nominal, and your backup... S4B cue cards are okay. Pitching y'all, everything looks good.
That's great, Charlie. We'll be coming over the top here pretty soon.
Roger. Y'all be right over. 10, Houston, on the TLI, we got a string of nines on the probability for a guided cutoff.
Can't beat that.
Sure can.
You're doing good work so far, Charlie.
And so are you guys. And you guys sounded ecstatic on that boost.
Babe, you ain't seen nothing until you seen that S1C stage.
Would you care to elaborate?
I will later.
Okay.
And the end of its burn.
Yeah.
It's more about the whole structure unloaded on us when we staged.
Yeah, I kind of felt you like you were pulling yourself off from the eight ball there.
Well, it's more like a structural program. We'll tell you about it later.
Okay, Chris says don't forget now after 8 days.
Okay.
Hello, Side 10 Houston. We got our loaded Bermuda. We're ready to go if you'll give us accept.
And accept, and we're in blue zone.
Right. Hello, Apollo 10, Houston. We got the load in okay. You can go back to blocking. The computer is yours.
Sure, got blocked.
Punch.
Houston, Apollo 10, what's your latest orbit show?
Stand by. 10, Houston, we're showing you in a 107 by 104.
Roger, thank you.
Hello, Apollo 10, Houston. We think that your primary evap is definitely dried out, but we're going to leave it as is, and if we have to, we'll reservice out the TLI.
Okay, after I closed the valve, it started off the low peg, and now it's drifted off to a reading about 0.24.
Roger.
Roger, spacecraft temp has started to cool down, and we feel real good in here.
Right, good, Tom. 10, Houston, we'll have you through the Canaries till about 1 plus 5-5, except for about a 30-second break at about 1 plus 4-3 when we go from Vanguard to the Canaries. Correct?
Roger.
A short break at about 1 plus 4-9, excuse me.
Roger.
10, Houston, how's the view from up there? Your windows all look good?
Windows are all clear. He has a white streak across his external, just a white streak.
Okay.
On the right window.
Right, we copy. But how wide is it? Is it significant at all, Tom?
No, it's, Charlie, it looks like someone took a little thin paintbrush and just stabbed it across from top to bottom on the right-hand window.
Right. And 10, Houston, with the high bit rate, that probe temp's hanging right in there at 85.
Thank you.
Hello, Apollo 10, Houston, through the Canaries. Standing by, we're go for the power arm at any time.
Okay, Charlie, I'll get it right now.
Okay.
Six logic about every bill in the breakers. Logic 1 and logic 2 are coming on.
All right, stand by. Ten, Houston, would you verify that the six arm breakers are closed?
Roger, six arms coming closed now. A, B.
Roger. And 10, Houston, your power system looks good. We're go.
Okay, I'm at just before line.
Right, Tom. And we'd like you to go up telemetry command reset at Canaries LOS.
Say again?
Roger, at Canaries LOS. Roger, at Canaries LOS, you can go up telemetry command to reset. Houston, everybody in the room is happy as can be. You're looking great. We'll have LOS at Canaries at 1 plus 5-6. We'll see you over Tanana Reef at 2 plus 09.
All right, Ken, Roger.
This is Apollo Control. The Canary Islands station has loss of signal. We're 37 minutes, 22 seconds away from the translunar injection burn of the third stage of the Saturn V, the S4B stage. TLI, planned for 2 hours, 33 minutes, 25 seconds. That time the engine will burn for a duration of 5 minutes, 43 seconds to place Apollo 10 on the way to the moon. Delta V added to the present velocity of 10,438 feet per second. The present orbital parameters, 107 by 104 nautical miles. The ground controllers do feel that the primary evaporator has dried out. However, we will not resurface the evaporator until after the translunar injection burn. Crew reports that the cabin is comfortable. Got a window report, Tom Stafford reporting the windows clear. One thin white streak on Gene Cernan's window, which is no problem. The next station to acquire will be Carnarvon at 2 hours 25 minutes. This is Mission Control, Houston.
Coming up on LOS at Tanana Reef, we'll give you a call through Araya 3 in a minute or so.
Roger, we'll ask for the phone.
Right, Tom. Hello, Apollo 10. Apollo 10, Houston, through Araya 3. How do you read? Roger, you're there, 10, but unreadable.
This is Apollo Control at 2 hours 20 minutes. Even though the voice communications through Araya 3 are unsatisfactory, indications are that Araya is getting good telemetry from the spacecraft. We're 12 minutes 50 seconds away from translunar injection. We'll continue to stay up live in case we are able to communicate through either of the two Arayas between Tananarive and Carnarvon. This is Apollo Control at 2 hours 22 minutes. The total velocity that Apollo 10 will be shooting for in this third stage burn for translunar injection is 35,594.8 feet per second. The GET time of ignition, 2 hours 33 minutes 25 seconds. GET time of engine cutoff, 2 hours, 39 minutes, 9 seconds.
Apollo 10, Houston, through Araya 5, do you read? Hello, Apollo 10, Houston, through Carnarvon, over.
Roger, through Carnarvon, return bay 6 started right on time, Charlie.
Right, good. Yeah, S4B's looking great, Tom. It's pressurizing okay.
Good, I can see the pressure building up, and I'm at 5305, 45, Mark, 5305, counting up.
Roger, we're about 3 seconds ahead of you.
Houston, Apollo 10, fuel tank pressure's up to 30.
Roger, copy.
Those tank pressures are in reference to the S4B. Time base 6 is a program in the instrument unit of the S4B, which programs it for the translunar injection. Telemetry shows Apollo 10's present velocity, 25,570 feet per second. Present altitude, 105 nautical miles. Three minutes to translunar injection, and flight director Glenn.
7 minutes counted up.
Roger, Stan, you're go for TLI. S4B's looking as planned.
Good show. I got the Royal Great Ball working on number 2 and calling up P-47.
Okay.
Turns. TVC servo power on.
Max turn rate, you want 10 degrees? Exceed 10 degrees, very well.
Booster engineer says the Saturn is go.
Right on time.
Roger, copy. Houston, you have 4 feet. Looks good.
Roger.
And guidance looks good.
Roger. Ridge eye.
Feet per second velocity now.
Hello, Apollo 10, Houston, in 1 minute, you're looking great.
Roger, 1 minute, everything looks good on board. Starting to pick up the yaw just as programmed.
Roger.
Velocity 27,500 feet per second.